The 70 or so Anchor Point residents that packed into a senior center Tuesday evening are fed up with crime in their community. The head of the Anchor Point Trooper Post attended to answer questions about state-sanctioned neighborhood watch groups, but the meeting quickly dissolved.
Government has failed us miserably, okay? When may I kill the bastards?
Frustrations were apparent, and there were overtones of vigilantism. One group stood in the corner with shirts that read Tweaker Hunter. Anchor Point resident Jerry Glasgow found those sentiments counterproductive.
So you better watch what you're saying, because that's what everything's cranking up. It's scary.
Sergeant Daniel Cox runs the Anchor Point Trooper Post, which he said is down to troopers. He told the group that means there are times it's unstaffed and it takes longer to respond. As for the comments about using deadly force, he told residents that they need to stay within the bounds of the law.
If you, God forbid, find yourself in a situation where you have used deadly force, you're going to have to explain to the investigators why you took that action.
It's clear that tensions are rising. What isn't known is whether crime is actually up. Alaska State Troopers couldn't immediately provide crime stats for its Anchor Point post, and a public records request filed by KBBI is pending. The following morning, about 30 people returned to the senior center for a workshop on forming neighborhood watches and practical tips on securing their homes.
When I talk about design, I'm talking about the physical design of space, whether it's your property, whether it's your neighborhood,
Naomi Sweetman works for the Department of Public Safety, and she's giving advice on what's called crime prevention through environmental design. The workshop she's putting on is part of a statewide initiative to help communities struggling with crime.
And the criminal looks at a home or an environment, says, and an animal does the same thing. This is a good place or a bad place. This is good for me to be in or bad.
Bob Stark attended the workshop. He lives on Tall Tree Avenue, a rural stretch of road that has a reputation. And he likes the idea of a neighborhood watch, but says his neighbors mostly keep to themselves.
It's just basically barricade yourself in your place, put a gun next to the door, and think, if someone comes in here, I'm going to shoot. And, you know, I don't want to shoot anybody. I don't even want a gun. So
Sergeant Cox thinks neighborhood watches could help push crime outside of areas like Tall Tree and eventually the community. But he says it will take more than just one neighborhood to be effective.
But every major initiative starts with somebody grabbing the reins and going forward. And I think we have that here.
But the real test will be whether these isolated neighbors on the Kenai Peninsula are willing to come together for a common cause. Reporting in Anchor Point, I'm Aaron Bolton.